Don't tell me they made love to him.
Why is your mind always just right on the brink of gay sex?
Yeah, I can't possibly understand that.
Can I withdraw the last comment?
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Well, the NFL sure hit a home run.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Do you fear the mudslide, Giorgio?
Not around here.
In his pants, he does.
That's terrible.
A complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Who has the only center-hung video board in the NFL?
Cowboys.
That's right.
I didn't know Eric Dampier went out there and hung that thing.
There it is, a center-hung joke.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week.
I took my own two hands and crafted that joke.
On the Little Ticket.
It sucked.
It was great.
There was nothing ultra
premium
about that.
It was great, and that's
that.
Why you guys can't handle it.
Yes, it's 7:58 on the ticket. Time once again for the emergency break of the week. And we have some really interesting participants this week. We have our current mayor of Dallas in the running, Mike Rawlings. He was on with the Hardline last Friday at the Oak Highlands Brewery. And by the way, congrats to Corby for putting on a great event last week for a great cause. The dog rescue group, Dog R, that was there last week and brought the mayor out, had a lot of support, had a good time out there. Well, on his way over to do the show, Mayor Rawlings heard something really weird that the Hardline was talking about. So that's what they started talking about, this very confusing term that had been thrown out. And then he thought it would be okay just to throw out an S-bomb.
We were talking about drones and flying in a GoPro and how it could be functional for him, the first thing that came to my mind was aerial sex. I don't even know what it means.
I'm good, because I don't either. I was just trying to get definition of it.
You're not going to have to sit on the council and say, do we have an aerial sex problem going on?
I thought we were going to have to vote on that. It scared the shit out of me.
Sorry. Got it.
Awesome.
Wow.
What a great
Excellent.
Day.
Excellent.
What a great
Love
day.
Love that.
So the Oak Highlands beer has 11%. 11% alcohol. So
interesting.
That sounds like that when they're starting off. Mm-hmm. I heard you talking about aerial sex.
So that's the mayor.
That was all of them, yeah. All right, so one more time.
We were talking about drones and flying in a GoPro and how it could be functional for him, the first thing that came to my mind was aerial sex. I don't even know what it means.
I'm good, because I don't either. I was just trying to get definition of it.
You're not going to have to sit on the council and say, do we have an aerial sex problem going on?
I thought we were going to have to vote on that. It scared the shit out of me.
Sorry.
Got it.
Awesome.
Wow.
What a great
Excellent.
Day.
Oh,
Excellent.
What a great
Love
day.
Love that.
Okay.
Love that.
Idiocracy.
Yes.
I mean, this is like... These politicians
celebrate the mayor dropping
now talking just as common as the guy in the street.
Yes.
That Danny laugh is underrated, too.
Yeah, that is. Pretty strong laugh there from Danny. All right, so there's Mike Rawlings up for an e-break. And just yesterday, we had our old friend Ron Kirk on the show, the former mayor of Dallas. And he was talking politics. Dropped the BS bomb and then had a really odd reaction after dropping that.
And the other thing I have to push back on, because I was at dinner with some of my Republican friends the other day, and they go, oh, my God, I can't believe this is all it came down to. And that's like, now, look, bullshit. You guys. Gordo. I'm sorry. That was Gordon.
That I got it.
That was Gordon. I'm sorry. Gordon handed me a piece of paper. People are reading the script.
BS.
Oh, gosh darn. But I reminded him on the Republican side, you had 17 choices.
Listen how quickly he blames
Gordo.
Me.
Gordo.
That was Gordo.
Great defense.
Yeah, not more than a second after. Gordo. Gordon. Yeah, it's Gordon.
That's funny.
All right, one more time.
And the other thing I have to push back on, because I was at dinner with some of my Republican friends the other day, and they go, oh, my God, I can't believe this is all it came down to. And I was like, now, look, bullshit. You guys. Gordo. I'm sorry. That was Gordon.
I got it.
That was Gordon. I'm sorry. Gordon handed me a piece of paper. People are reading the script.
BS.
I'm sorry.
BS.
Oh, gosh darn. But I reminded him on the Republican side, you had 17 choices.
Mm-hmm.
What is it about the mayor's office that makes those guys cuss?
Stress.
No.
It's the stress.
Is it?
Yeah.
But they don't do it when they're in council meetings and stuff like that. Why do they get on here?
It's worse even in council meetings.
I don't think so, George.
All right, so there is Ron Kirk for any break.
You know who cussed more than any of them? Laura Miller. She had the mouth of a sailor, apparently.
Oh, she did. Yeah, dog cussing city councilman. All right, candidate number three comes to us from the hard line, and that is one Corby Davidson, who got lost during a live spot.
From 4K quality TVs and projectors to wireless speaker systems that they can enjoy outdoors and so much more.
Now, sorry, I was reading something else at the time. The five-star installation team, the best in America.
So, ticket sigh.
But that doesn't make sense to me. That he was reading something else at the time. The time was now.
Right. Yeah, this wasn't a replay. This this was live, Corby. It's a live spot.
From 4K quality TVs and projectors to wireless speaker systems that they can enjoy outdoors and so much more.
Now, I was reading something else at the time. The five-star installation team, the best in America.
At this time, All right, so those are your three superstar candidates. Mike Rawlings, Ron Kirk, Corby Davidson. 888-787-1310.
Be very careful.
Yes.
Indeed. It's all vote responsibly this week. Hello. You are on the air. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to vote responsibly for Ron Kirk, and shout out to Giorgio's exploding chocolate.
No, never. All right, thank you for the first part of that vote anyway. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Users, it's me, Gomer Pyle. Surprise, surprise, surprise. I like to vote for Ron Kirk. Y'all have a good day.
It really didn't sound like Gomer Pyle, but it's a pretty solid vote there.
Bit of a dated impersonation.
Yeah, not quite up
show that was on 40 years ago, 50 years ago. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Ariel Sexton. Jews is my leader.
Oh, thank you, I think.
Oh, Ariel. Okay.
He said Rawlings.
Okay, I got you. I thought he said something else. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Vaginal Flash Bornborn?
No. Hello, you're on ticket AM and FM.
Greg.
Yes?
If the Rangers on Wednesday would have picked up the Stanford swimmer, would that have been his second chance to get the sister? And I'll go for number two, please.
I don't know, but he's referencing the Stanford case, which can't be good.
Yeah, it's not good at all. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins E-Break?
Hello, I tell you, I can't hear you.
It's Kip.
Okay, well, vote anyway.
What is Norm? I vote Corby.
Okay. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
That's gone for a full artist.
Okay, bye.
You're cutting out. Hello, sports caller. You're on the air.
Here he is, the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
Okay. Let you maybe put a sound effect.
Good morning.
Hey, morning.
I'd like to vote for Mike Rawlings and Gordon. I need to be in love with you.
That's a weird statement.
He needs to be.
Remember when that was originally uttered?
You said that to somebody.
No, I don't.
We were at the place that used to occupy the old monk space. It was called Duty's Roadhouse or something.
Oh, yeah.
We were all having lunch there, business lunch there. And I had real crazy head. And I was making George real uncomfortable in front of the client.
Yeah, you're acting like an idiot right in front of
that's when I turned you in front of everyone and said that I needed to be in love with you.
And I got up and left.
I do remember that.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
The audio of...
Oh, man, he's cutting out, too. Yeah. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio.
Hello, I am radio.
Yes, I am.
Bye.
Die.
Hey, Jesus, I want to vote for Mike Rawlings. You know, love you.
Mike Riley. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hi, good morning, George. This is your very good friend, John Truitt.
Oh, yeah. Hey, John.
Hey, George, I'd like to vote for Mayor Rawlings and your front side butt, please.
All right, front side butt. What?
Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Well, SBS. No, it's got to be Corby. And, Georgie, I've got a picture of you right next to my picture of Fabio on my dresser.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you so much. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, do you have any Bud Light ice? BS if you don't.
Okay, there's a Ron Kirk vote there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, is this Ticket AM?
Yep.
Hey, I want to vote for Giorgio's Explosive Diary.
Ah, that's not a candidate. Not a candidate.
He confirmed the station first, though. That was nice.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Where are you getting your aerial sex in this world? Simple question.
In this world?
It is a simple question, and ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. We get it. We get it. Mike Rawlings wins the e-brake.
We were talking about drones and flying in a GoPro and how it could be functional for him. The first thing that came to my mind was aerial sex. I don't even know what it means.
I'm good, because I don't either. I'm just trying to get definition of it.
You're not going to have to sit on the council and say, do we have an aerial sex problem going on?
I thought we were going to have to vote on that. It scared the shit out of me.
Oh, sorry.
Got it.
Sorry.
Awesome.
Please. Wow.
What a great
Excellent.
Day.
Oh, man. Excellent.
What a great
I love
day.
That.
I think he's won before, hadn't he?
He has not won before.
Okay.
Really? He should have won before, but he has not, so he ties Dwayne Carraway and Noxy.
All right, congratulations, Mayor.